your fights, you're witnessing something that comes along once in a lifetime.
Who was going out there, time and time again, throwing it all on the line and continuing to show?
Ladies and gentlemen, like with that, we open official name now, Jimmy Podcast World. This is Jimmy Podcast World MMA, episode 2. We're covering UFC 246 with me back from the Yucatan Peninsula, Rob.
Good morning. How you doing?
Jacked after that preview.
I'm excited. I got chills after seeing that video. Oh my God. You know what? Can we do it one time for Conor McGregor? Return of the Mac, baby. Return of the Mac. Ah, I'm excited for this fight, man.
I think the fight of fights happens in April, right? Habib versus Ferguson. That's the one.
That is the mega fight this year, I think.
But what is it about Conor McGregor that brings the world to a halt and eyes come to the UFC that normally don't?
Because when he talks, you listen, right? Something about him that when he speaks, you just want to listen to him.
Yeah.
He has that demeanor, that swag, that Floyd Mayweather-esque for MMA. Something that's been missing for the MMA.
I think he has it. And whatever that means. And
whatever that is,
yeah,
he has it.
He has it. And I think a lot of other fighters have tried to imitate him.
Yes.
And they don't have it, though.
It does not go with many fighters. No. And with him, it's the cars, the clothes, the way he talks, and that little Irish accent that he carries with him. Very flamboyant.
Now, in the lead up to this entire pay-per-view, I want to say normally, but maybe not, but there usually is a lot more press done. There wasn't a whole lot of press. There was very little press. He announced he wanted to fight. The UFC stayed away from that for a quick second and then said, oh, he's fighting. We don't know against who. And then days or whenever later, they were like, oh, he's fighting Cowboy Cerrone. And then that was it. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of left it, let it be. And even now in the promos, there haven't even been a lot of promos with Cowboy. You know?
No.
I find that weird.
Kind of disrespectful in a way also, because Cerrone he's an OG in the game too. He has been fighting. He fights averagely, what, maybe 3-4 times a year, maybe?
Yeah, 3 to 4 times a week or something like that.
Yeah, he has the most wins in UFC history, the most finishes. I mean, golly, I think this guy deserves a little bit more respect and more credit.
Where do you think As far as Cowboy goes, where does that? Because a lot of okay, so the reaction for a lot of people was that this was an easy fight for Connor.
Yeah.
Years ago, people were like, "Oh, dude, he's ducking Cowboy. He's ducking Cowboy. Or doesn't want to fight Cowboy. Or I hope he fights Cowboy. He's fighting Cowboy."
Yeah.
But people think, "Oh, he's ducking the Gaethjes of the world. He, you know, he's ducking whoever else is at 155 or whatever it may be." I don't think he's ducking anybody.
I don't think so either. I think early in his career, I think weight had a lot to do with it. Maybe he just, you know, wasn't ready to move up in weight exactly. I don't think so because from 150, 155 to 170, that's a big jump, man. That is a big jump. And I just don't think he was ready to make that big of a jump just yet until, like, he just started messing around more with his body, you know, what his body wants, it likes, everything. He's getting used to the weight. And now that he's used to it, I wouldn't be surprised if he jumps up even higher.
Who's this a must win for? Cowboy or Connor?
Connor. This is a must win for Connor. Because even if Cerrone loses, he's still going to get a fat ass paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And people are expecting him to lose.
Yeah.
And for Connor McGregor, this is your coming back party. And if you lose, then people are going to be like, oh, well, he lost to Donald Cerrone. You know, people expected him. You know, he's younger than Cerrone. He's supposed to be faster, stronger. And he's just the overall heavily favorite fighter.
Yeah.
So I think if he loses, I think he's going to lose a lot.
If, I don't even think it's a secret. I think UFC also is wanting Conor to win, needing Conor to win.
They need him bad. Well, not bad, but they need him to win.
Yeah. No. The other thing that I noticed, I would hear a lot of people say, either in interviews or just reading articles, you know, how much McGregor has lost. Like, he hasn't won in, like, 3 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that they mention one of his losses was a boxing fight against Floyd Mayweather. That was an exhibition.
That was an exhibition.
And I don't count that against his MMA record.
No. How can you? Boxing and MMA is completely different.
So he's lost once or twice. He lost to Nate Diaz, where he went up in weight. What was it, 11 days notice? Somewhere around there.
Not even two weeks.
Just shy of 2 weeks. He could have said no, because I think, you know, it was his fight, and he could have said, no, I'm not, you know, I'm thank you, Nate, for trying to step in there and save the pay-per-view, but I'm not fighting you on short notice, mm-hmm. especially at 170.
Yeah.
But he did. Yeah. He went up and fought Nate at 170.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to, like, look at that loss and be like, oh, you lost there, like, okay.
Yeah.
He lost against Nate Diaz. He didn't lose against just some idiot. Like, he lost against Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
And then he came back rather than go, you know what, Nate, I took that fight on short notice. Maybe Nate, just to be, like, cool with Nate and say, don't come down, don't lose all that weight in such a short amount of time. Now come down to 155 or 145. He went, no, we're fighting again. Yeah. And we're fighting at 170.
Mm-hmm.
And however you feel about that Nate Diaz McGregor fight, I've watched it a couple of times since then. When the fight first happened, at best I thought, damn, draw.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, Nate could have won that too.
Yeah.
And then watching it recently, maybe in the last like 3 weeks, I think Connor slightly out.
Just because of the knockdowns.
Yeah.
If anything, if it wasn't for those knockdowns, it should have been a draw.
Yeah. Yeah.
It should have been a draw because Nate Diaz was in there regardless, man. That guy is a dog.
And there's a, we'll kind of just tease that and say that, you know, there's a pending, you know, I think there's a trilogy fight down the road. We'll tease that.
So?
Tease that and leave that for a few minutes. His other loss, McGregor's other loss was
Khabib.
Yeah, heard of him?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
But it's funny, though, because even though he loses, he's still winning.
Yeah, like...
Look how much money he won in that fight.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he said, what, 80 million?
Something like that.
80 million, and then he won... No, I'm sorry, 50 million. I'm sorry, 50 million for that fight.
He looks looking to make 80 on this one.
On this one, yeah. I know he won 80 million against Mayweather.
Is it... that's 80 million. Most of that is on the back end, right? That's after like people pay for tickets on the gate, yeah. and pay-per-view buys and stuff like that. I'm sure his base salary is a handful of million to maybe 20, and then the rest of that's made after the fact. He did allude to in the press conference on Wednesday, he did say that he hopes that I think he was talking to Ariel Helwani. I think he was talking to Ariel. One of the two occasions, he mentioned how he's looking to make that guaranteed money.
Yeah.
So however fans feel about McGregor, however fighters feel about McGregor, he's getting you paid.
Exactly.
It is red panty night when Conor McGregor fights. No one's probably listening to this podcast at all. But if you are, if it's just two more people than before, it's all because of Conor.
Everybody should go up to Conor, kiss his feet, and say, thank you, daddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, because now instead of eating fucking winter schnitzel, I'm eating fucking steaks at home.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. And that's a good segue into the following thing. So I mentioned that there was lack of press, I think, for this fight. There was lack of attention to Cowboy Cerrone. However, we just saw a preview with Cowboy in it, and now we're starting to watch more things with Cowboy in it. Mm-hmm. The press conference on Wednesday, it was for UFC 246. It wasn't a Conor McGregor, Cowboy Cerrone press conference. It was a UFC 246 press conference. Yeah. What I'm getting at is Dana White was in the center, of course, and then Conor and Cowboy on opposite sides. No one else. I want to just let everyone know that in the main pay-per-view, there's 6 total fights.
Yeah.
There wasn't Holly Holm on that panel. Holly Holm was really the one responsible for ending Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Anthony Pettis, heard of him?
Yeah. Who's that guy he's fighting? Ferreira? Something like that. Yeah. Oh, that guy's a beast, man.
That guy I'm not entirely familiar with, but yeah.
I've seen his fights, a couple on YouTube and everything. Oh my God, he's good. And he's only getting better, which is scary. I don't think Anthony Pettis is going to come out alive.
Is this make or break for Anthony Pettis?
It has to be, man. He's been getting so many chances already.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he follows his brother to Bellator.
Yeah, yeah.
I would not be surprised. Why? Because he's going to get more money. And they don't care if he wins or loses because he's going to sell tickets over there in Bellator.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, so...
what's that other one? PFL?
PFL, yeah.
Rory McDonald just went over there.
Really?
He left
Bellator, right?
He left Bellator. Left a sour taste in a lot of fighters' mouth because they thought they were doing something in Bellator. I think Bellator this year is going to be an interesting year for them. I think that they're actually going to make a run at it and really establish themselves as a number two brand, because I think they are.
Yeah.
You could tell me one championship. I watch it from occasion at 3:30 in the morning. but more people watch them worldwide. I get it. But
yeah.
It's not the UFC, man. And it's Bellator. I think one's actually trying to jump into the States. I think they're going to start having shows in the States. Or not Bellator. One is going to have start having shows in the States, which will help them. Because if you're not here, yeah.
This is where the money is.
Yeah.
The United States. As much as you hate the U.S. or whatever, the money's in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can go Japan. You can go... Middle East, anywhere. No, the money is here.
And look at the production value. Look at the production value that the UFC brings. Their fights look cleaner. Their announcers sound awesome.
Yeah.
Their promos. Whatever you want to say about the Reebok uniform, which I think that's even coming to an end soon.
I hope so, man.
They there's talks of them going with like Nike or Under Armour or even Puma.
I hope so, because Reebok fucked all the fighters, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that till recently, like this last week.
Because remember, I don't know if you remember, but back then you used to see a lot of them using like Monsters or Red Bull, whatever. They would get sponsored by a bunch of all these people and make a lot more money.
And Brendan Schaub, I think it was his podcast. He said he was making off of sponsorship, six figures.
I believe it.
I don't think he was making that for fights.
No.
And that apart from him getting his ass kicked left and right,
he didn't care. He was making money.
I think that was one of the things he said that like led him to like, I don't want to do this then, because I'm not going to make that much fighting.
Yeah.
Not too many people are making Conor McGregor money.
Oh, and I don't think nobody else will ever will make that type of money.
Yeah, but the production value for UFC, even the Performance Institute, the PI in Las Vegas, I'd like to think that they took a page out of WWE with their performance center and created that. Mm-hmm. Like, why don't you want to be in the UFC? Like, what? Like, I hear that you make more as a champion in the UFC, but you make less as just a regular fighter, like just some average Joe, that you make more in Bellator. Or Rory's saying he's going to make more per fight in PFL than he ever did. So I mean, good for them. Make money, have competition. It's I guess the fans and the fighters win at the end of the day. But
yeah,
the lack of attention to this pay per view. Back to that, the lack of attention to this pay per view for all the other fights. Is this kind of like, fuck it? Here's a card, and it doesn't, you know, because usually we're like, oh, this pay per view stacked.
Yeah,
that pay per view is gonna be crazy. All the fights, like, we've watched fights where we're like, fuck, every fight could be a main event.
Oh yeah,
and this fight, this pay per view, not so much.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Conor has something to do with it. Where he told Dana like, hey, I don't want to do that many press conferences or anything like that. You know, like I want to strictly focus on the fight because I don't know if you heard, but I guess he said he hasn't had an alcoholic beverage in, like, what, 4 months now? This is the most focused he's ever been. I guess he took a page out of LeBron James.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that LeBron James spent well over $1 million just on his body and health. So Conor McGregor was like, you know what? That's what I need to do. I need to focus more on my body, my mind, get myself right so I can come back stronger and more focused.
Do you think...
But at the end of the day, you know what, though? If you see Conor McGregor on a page, it's going to sell.
Yeah. I mean, we're people, watching
that. Yeah, Conor McGregor, like I said, he's like Mayweather. They either want to see him win or you want to see him lose.
Yeah.
You're going to buy it regardless. Yeah. You're going to tune in.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And that's kind of what I was saying yesterday. The fight in April, I think, is for like the fans that watch literally anything that you know, they're owed that fight. This is like the I hate to say it, but like the real, like, I guess the MMA fans that are balls deep into it. Mm-hmm. This is that fight in April is for us.
Oh, yeah.
This fight here is for everybody. It's a Super Bowl like type fight. Anytime McGregor fights, it's gonna get attention.
Yeah.
This
is like the Patriots versus the Falcons right here.
Yeah. Let's see. What else is on this card? Claudia Gadelha.
And she didn't make weight, right?
Oh shit! No, I didn't know.
I think it was her. Was it her? Where is it at?
Yeah, no, I didn't know she didn't make weight.
I know some girl did not make weight. I forgot who it was. Oh my god, who was it?
Alexa Grasso didn't make weight.
There you go. I'm sorry. Alexa Grasso.
Moving up to flyweight after, this is from MMA News. Alexa Grasso moving up to flyweight after, UFC 246 scale, fail. Mm-hmm. Damn, that sucks. Yeah, that's terrible. From SB Nation, the quarter of Claudio Daly was saying, I worked so hard for this. I don't know if it's a fight off or here's her statement. I worked so hard for this and I was so excited to put on a show for you all tomorrow. But unfortunately, my fight isn't going to happen because my opponent missed weight by five and a half pounds.
That's a lot of pounds, bro. That's a lot of pounds. He had all this time to make the weight, man. He couldn't even make it. You're a professional. Be a professional. That's where you get paid. I hate when I see that in fighters, man, when they miss weight, man. If it's 1 pound, okay, maybe I get it, you know. Yeah. But 5 pounds, man, almost six? Come on.
The future stepmom to Ariana continues, I still wanted to fight because I am a bad bitch, but the Nevada State Athletic Commission didn't allow the fight to happen. Big thanks, dude. Me gusta, dude.
She's hot.
Me gusta, dude. Hey, dude.
Me is Rachel Lostovich, man. Dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that one, too.
Ay, Dios mío.
That one, too.
And dude. She looks like the type of girl that, you know, will give it the art and just beat the shit out of you in the process, too.
I like it.
Yeah, me, too. She'll choke me out to death before I bust.
I'm not tapping.
Me neither. Back to the fight. There you go.
A big thanks for my coaches, teammates, family. She didn't say this part. That wasn't what we just said. Was not Claudia Gadelia talking about, though. She probably feels the same about. Big thanks for my coaches, teammates, family, and whole team for the amazing camp. We will run it back. Fuck, dude, 5.5 pounds. That's not. I hear, you know, women also have a harder time making weight.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder for them to lose the weight. But at the same time, if you have the same amount of time as your opponent.
Yeah, Claudia made weight.
Yeah.
Like, so what the fuck? But that sucks, dude. That's unfortunate. So the fight's off. You know, at 5.5 pounds, I could definitely see where the fight's off. Like, that's crazy. That sucks.
That's a lot of pounds, man. How about this, though? The headliner for UFC London, March 21st, Tyron Woodley versus Leon Edwards.
When was that announced?
That was announced 2 days ago.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
That's going to be... Hey, Leon Edwards is no freaking, you know, pushover. He's good, man. He's only getting better, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those guys. I think Leon Edwards is one of those guys, at least in the mainstream, I don't hear too much about him. But, yeah, that's going to be sick.
Yeah, that's
in London.
Yeah, I think that's a good fight for Tyron Woodley, man, for his return, because he's been out for a while, too, now.
Yeah, he's been out for a minute making rap records and TMZ and whatever else.
Oh, yeah, they're all, you know, platinum hits. Yeah. I haven't heard any of them.
Neither have I.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of platinum hits, have you listened to Eminem's new album?
Yes, I have.
Good? I bought it, but that's not something I'm streaming. I'm buying that.
Like, yeah, you know what? It's better than Revival.
Okay.
You know, Revival, I love Eminem. Revival wasn't all that great. I had a couple songs here and there.
The one with that Sharon?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. I've been a holy water. Dude, you're missing the lyrics, man. Come on, dude.
I'm trying to hit the notes, dude. And you're not there with me, dude. You're not there with my vocals.
You gotta learn the lyrics, man. Come on, dude. Nah, but it's good. Actually, it's pretty good. The one with the that one dude, that fucking
Jimmy?
No, not you. You're in a different platform.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I have it right here, actually.
Godzilla?
Yes.
Juice World or something like that?
Yeah, isn't he the one that killed himself or he died? There you go.
Damn, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Even the one with the, it's called I Will, with Royce da 5'9", Crooked, and somebody else. Oh, that's a great track.
KXNG or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, Conor's back. Is Eminem back?
Not until he makes another diss track.
Yeah. I just feel like just start
just for the fuck of it, just do it, people. Just fucking diss Nick Cannon, dude.
It's my Conor McGregor and just go back and forth. Like
it's my Tyron Woodley since he's a rapper.
Yeah, there you go. This Tyron Woodley. Where the fuck were we? Something about rap and Woodley.
Yeah.
Shit, that's cool. Damn, dude. When is that fight again?
That is March 21st. Yes.
It's a fight night. Damn, if you're not doing anything, dude,
I'm down for that.
It'd be cool to do Rogan and them do a fight companion. It'd be pretty cool to do.
That would actually be something like that.
Just watch it and comment as we're watching. That'd be pretty sick.
I'm down for that. That one and Israel Adesanya.
Yeah, I was about to say, what about Romano. 3 weeks before that? Yeah. Dude,
that's gonna be a good fight. I really wanted him to fight Costa, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I really wanted to, but I'm not complaining against Joel Romero either. I'm not complaining.
And Israel went, he called out Joel Romero. He called him out. Like, this is, I mentioned this the other day. I believe one of the videos I went live on Facebook. By the way, Facebook, Facebook page, Jimmy Podcast World, Jimmy's Podcast World, Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I never thought I'd be a 12-year-old girl, but here I am on TikTok.
You're a hot 12-year-old girl.
Snapchat.
Wait, can I say that?
The what happened?
I said you're a hot 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. No, that's a. thank you for noticing. YouTube. A lot of this stuff will eventually go live. I was actually thinking about going live for this, but
that'd be nice.
Just the angles. I need cameras. I need cameras. I need a better setup. As far as cameras go, I had my Mac right in front of me and I had out of the mic. Funny thing is the mic wasn't connected to anything. It was just this guy on this here.
That sounded good though.
I just thought visually it would look better. And I'm like, I know there's people audio, what do you call them? Audio
freaks, maybe
audio files or audio something that are going to be like, dude, that sounds terrible. This mic sucks. Number one. Not the one that I'm on.
Yeah.
The one that I'm holding in my hand. Number two. It was just visually good looking. To have
it worked. It worked.
No one's listening. Anyways. But yeah, follow me on those pages.
Make sure you follow him, guys, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, Jimmy's Podcast World. Make sure you follow.
There's jimmyspodcastworld.com. It's still under construction. I think I might just publish that today. There's a blog on there. I maybe should have had you read that before we got started, but there's a blog on there called Proper 2020? Because Conor wants to fight 3 times this year.
Yes,
he says the dream would be to fight 4. 4 fights would be every 3 months.
Every 3 months. That's a lot for him. I think,
and 3 fights you can spread that out pretty good. January, yeah. July,
December. Yeah,
That's a lot. And is he maybe biting off more than he can chew? I guess as they say.
If he wins this one convincingly, no, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think he'll go in there with momentum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think he lost a lot of momentum when he lost to Khabib.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wins this one convincingly, and if it doesn't go the distance, I think he will do something great this year.
Did you watch any of the press conferences or any of the interviews?
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed in him, as in just the fact that he was just so calm. I missed the old Conor.
Yeah.
Talking all that shit.
Yeah, I took notes down. There's somewhere around here. As I was watching the press conference, I took notes. Let's see. Boom, boom, boom. That's not it. This is terrible podcasting, I think.
It's only the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. Only the beginning.
But I don't know where that other fucking paper is. But I noticed a lot of things in that press conference and in his interviews. It was a much more tamed Conor McGregor. Cowboy Cerrone, I guess, is not one to you know, have some antics and create some stir some trouble that way. But yeah, no, this wasn't the Conor of old. Should Conor McGregor fans, should those betting on Conor McGregor be worried?
No, and the reason why I tell you this, you know, is because just for the simple fact that he's not drinking. He's focused. I think for the first time in his career, as the champion or whatever you want to call it, he's actually finally focused. He's not drinking, because when you saw him for the Khabib fight, God, he was fucking drinking the proper 12, like
on
like
sage.
Fucking water. Yeah,
on sage. It's the tastiest whiskey.
Yeah. Every fight, he said he was drinking, and he said that he hasn't had not one sip of alcohol for 4 months now.
I like when a reporter asked him in that Khabib press conference, or like, is proper 12 going to be a sponsor in the Octagon? And he looked back at Dana, and Dana's like, yeah, it will be. He goes, yes, it will be, or something like that. And he goes, he was giving Khabib, here, have a shot. And he's like, come on. Oh, fuck. What a dick.
Fucking Khabib, man. He's probably like, oh, you motherfucker. Can't wait till I get my hands on you. Also, sorry, I'm going to deviate a little bit.
Yeah, no.
How about Robert Whittaker out on March 7th.
So,
against Jared Cannonier.
I saw that, and I'm like, well, that's interesting. But I saw that, and it says something about personal reasons.
Really?
But this is kind of like when the last time he had to pull out of a fight because of like a health issue.
It's not the first time or second time that he does this. I think it's the third time that he pulls out.
Is he done?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to take a full year off.
Yeah.
From MMA.
Yeah. If not more, just kind of
get your mind straight, get your body straight, your health, everything, and then come back strong the next.
Yeah, do what Conor did.
Yeah, he's been pulling out so much on fights, man. I'm just like, dude.
That Stylebender fight.
Ooh. That's going to be on ESPN, yeah.
We're kind of...
How is that on ESPN?
The Stylebender fight?
Yeah.
That's not a pay-per-view?
No, it says right here... Israel Adesanya versus Yoel Romero to headline UFC 248 in Las Vegas, no, March 7th.
So it's a pay-per-view.
Via ESPN. What is it? Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be a pay-per-view.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. My bad.
Kind of half throwing ideas around it right now and half joking with Yvette, but it's March 7th. March 5th is her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, you ain't down to go to Vegas.
She's like, watch me.
She's like, she goes, yeah, yeah, I am. And I'm like, well, okay. So kind of throwing that around. Maybe that'll be a maybe. Hopefully the ticket prices are a little friendlier than the ones for Conor. The same ticket I got for the John Jones and Santos fight is I got it for $300. The section that I got it in, it was sold out for the Conor fight. Those are fucking good seats up there.
Yeah. I bet you that's where all the fun, crazy people are at, too.
Yeah, yeah. And and you get an entire view of the Octagon. You get an entire view of them walking out. You see everything in the Octagon. I've watched Bellator fights in San Jose, and I've been up close, and there's times where you can't see shit. But my ticket was $300. The corner areas of the arena at the T-Mobile...
Mm-hmm.
For the Conor McGregor fight, $600.
Oh.
So I was like, you know what? I feel like, and it sold out. I think it sold out.
Yeah, it's already sold out.
I think it sold out like within minutes.
Yeah.
45 minutes or something like that. But no, hopefully, if the ticket prices are,
I'm down to go like in June, July, man, to an event.
Yeah,
in Vegas.
International Fight Week in July.
I'll be down and go in July, man. I'll definitely set up some money aside for that.
Yeah, yeah. July is one that I was thinking of going to.
Who's going to fight in July? Do you know?
No.
Not yet, huh?
And I feel like if Conor's fighting three times, we just mentioned he fights now, wins this. The next one's July, or could be July. And then the next one's December.
Yeah.
So actually on that topic, if Conor wins today, and I think we all expect him to, who's next?
For Conor?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see him fight Masvidal.
Why?
As a, I wouldn't say, I would consider myself a real MMA fan, but I'm not like those actual hardcore MMA fans that like know everything left and right. Mm. But for me, that's more of a Nate Diaz versus Masvidal type of fight. You know what I mean? Just like a, not a skills fight.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Even though I'm not saying Nate Diaz is not, it doesn't have skill or Masvidal. Mm. I'm just saying like it's more like a brawl fight.
Okay.
I want to see skills. I want to see him versus the winner of Khabib or Ferguson.
And after it's all said and done, if this is going to happen, if, cause, and also Dana White did say Conor had a championship fight at 155 if he wins today. Mm-hmm. And that kind of weird.
I'll go back to 155, yeah, and take his belt back.
Who does he fight after it's all said and done in April? Mm-hmm. Who does he fight?
Who?
Conor. Who's he fighting? Is he fighting Tony or is he fighting Khabib? Basically, who do you think is winning that fight?
Wow. You know, that's a tough one, man. Based on what I see, I think Tony Ferguson is the better overall fighter. Skills-wise. Mm-hmm.
His stand-up is better, for sure.
His stand-up is better. I mean, Khabib ain't no slouch, obviously. No, he's undefeated.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Yeah.
But I think Tony Ferguson can beat you in so many ways, whether it's on stand-up, whether it's off of his back, or him getting a submission on top of
some
you.
Some Darce choke out of
whatever, anything. If he doesn't get knocked out, Ferguson, I think Ferguson wins via submission.
Wow.
Yeah.
Taps him out?
I think so, man. Wow,
what round?
Ooh, I would like to say maybe the third or fourth.
Yeah.
I don't see this fight going to five rounds.
No? Fuck, I was telling you before we actually got started, I went to go see Brendan Schaub do comedy at the San Jose Improv yesterday. Shout out to the San Jose Improv. It's always a good time there. You ever get a chance to go watch a show there?
How was he?
He was funny.
Yeah?
There was a dude right before him. Fuck, I forget his name. That motherfucker was hilarious, dude. I forget his fucking name. I'll as we're talking, I'll look it up and I'll give you his name. Dude, was that dude funny? Mm-hmm. But Brendan, it was cool. He's kind of a younger comic as far as like years spent doing comedy. So, I think he can be, you know, one of the funny ones out there. But it was cool. It was cool. It wasn't like, I don't know if you've seen Joey Diaz do stand up no. Or listen to his comedy.
I've listened to his comedies. He's pretty funny.
Him live, I never laughed so hard.
Yeah.
I think with Joey Diaz, I never laughed so hard. I think I missed jokes because I was still laughing so hard about a joke 2 minutes ago. at one point, I was doing the Kaepernick. I was on one knee. Mm-hmm.
I was doing the Kaepernick.
In the venue, mm-hmm. in front of people, I was on one knee, like, holding my stomach. Mm-hmm. It was so fucking hilarious. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was a freight train that you couldn't stop. It was hilarious. Anyways, if you ever get a chance to see Joey Diaz live, please do, watch Joey Diaz live. If you don't like it, if it wasn't funny, I'll pay for your goddamn ticket. Like it was fucking hilarious, dude. But anyways, Brendan Schaub was funny. Mm-hmm. It was cool to see him. Watch his podcast. Watch him on Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
wearing the same military jacket.
He doesn't change outfits, huh?
Okay, dude, he looks cute. He looks cute in that. Dude.
He makes money, dude.
Hello, dude. He looks cute in that jacket.
Go to factory to you, man. I say it's called Fayas now.
What?
Fayas.
Fayas.
Yeah, I guess if they hit a complete low, they called it to Fayas now.
Like, they're just like, you know, fuck.
Puras Fayas.
Yeah, Puras Fayas. Fucking, this didn't make it into
the. Yeah, right there next to Fusco. Yeah, they called it now instead of Faculty to Fayas. I'm like, what the fuck?
I have to go check it out.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, am I reading that right? Fayas? I was like, damn, these people are broke, the ones that took over.
Shit. Fucking Fayas. crap, I'm gonna have to go check that out. But anyways, I saw him there last night. It was pretty cool. It was nice to go out, nice to have a night out. Just the wife and I.
I bet.
Yeah.
You need it, man.
It's hard. It's hard at first, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, should we be out? Like, I feel like
some guilty conscience.
There was two girls right across from us, at the same table, and blah blah. They're just chatting it up before the fight. before his stand up and they're like, what are you guys, blah blah, and oh, you know, we're married, blah blah, this and that. She goes, oh, that's cool, you guys have kids. We're like, yeah. Like, she's at home with my mom. Like, yeah. She's like, felt really defensive. Like, fuck, I just didn't just like fucking like,
don't talk shit, bitch.
She's not outside in the car. At least I don't think she wasn't out there.
Go check, babe. Go check. Make sure the window's down.
I put the AC.
Yeah. On. She has a, you know, milk bottle right next to her.
It's like, hey, you know, fuck. No, it was cool. It was a good time. The first dude was like this Middle Eastern dude. He was born here in the States, but I forget where he said he was from. He says the country's next to India, and his dad is like a NASA scientist, and his mom like does something that makes more money than his dad. And like he goes, and here I am, stand up comedian. He goes, I think my mom tells people. I think my mom is so ashamed of what I do that she tells people I'm gay. That was pretty fucking hilarious. But anyways, it was a good time. Anyways, with the meet and greet with Brendan, went up there, said what's up, gave him one of my shirts, Jimmy Podcast World shirts. Right now they're just being handed out. I gave you one, man. You're helping me with this podcast, yes, and stuff like that. I definitely wanted to give you one.
Appreciate it, man.
It'll be merch sometime in the future. I just gotta find like vendors and people that can make it at a good price, but. And I guess stickers and stuff like that. But anyways, so I gave Brendan one. I gave Brendan one. I think I told you this before. Before we got started, that I gave him one, and I'm like, here you go, man. You helped inspire me make this podcast, and you're one of the inspirations to as far as to make this podcast. And I just want to say thank you. Please take this. I'm like, you can throw it away when I leave, or when you pull out and he's to bust somewhere, you could use the shirt. And he's a comedian, right? Yeah. But I think in that setting, it's like people are like, hey, how's it going? Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
You're a funny man. I'm a huge fan of you in the UFC. There was a dude that just went, has never seen his comedy. Had never seen his comedy. And he goes, I'm just here because I was a fan of his in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, I go here and, you know, I do meet and greets with the fighters and I met Dana White, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just there to meet him. Like, he wasn't there for his comedy. Like, people asked him, I kind of overheard. And he goes, no, I've never heard his comedy. I just knew he was here. I just got off work, bought a ticket, came in.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, people were just kind of up there, handshake and picture and thanks, man, big fan, and left. And I was up there telling him like, dude, beat off into this shirt.
please.
It's, hey, the shirt I gave him was 100% cotton, dude. So,
ooh, we don't think it'd be nice and soft for his
there. So, but yeah, I took the picture and I asked him about the, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, fuck tomorrow's fight. I'm like, what do you think about Khabib and Ferguson in April? And he's like, ooh, that's going to be tough. He has Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
And I told him decision. And I told him decision, and he's like, oh. Because, one, it's hard to beat the champ off of decision. You have to convincingly beat him at that point.
That's
but
true.
The thing, I'm like, fuck, like, could I see a scenario where Khabib taps, or I think he would pass the fuck out before he would tap, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wouldn't put that past Tony Ferguson. I think that dude gets submissions from things that don't exist.
Weirdest fucking angles too.
It's like they're on the other side of the, it's like a glitch in a video game.
Literally.
They're on separate sides of the octagon. All of a sudden it's like the fucking guy's tapping. You're just like, what the fuck? I forget what fight it was. There was a like a little scuffle, you know, they kind of were like rolling around, and all of a sudden, boom, he just locked something in. A student of Eddie Bravo's, and Eddie Bravo's like, this guy gets star chokes from things that I didn't even know were possible. This is Eddie Bravo.
Yeah, the master himself.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't know how this guy gets those chokes. And I'm like, fuck, that's for someone like Eddie Bravo, world-class jiu-jitsu artist, went twice into Brazil and beat one of the Gracies twice. That's gonna be one hell of a fight. Ferguson. I have Ferguson for sure. But I wouldn't
be surprised if Khabib just grounds and pounds him either.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. That's gonna be, that's gonna be interesting. That fight, ultimately, at the end of the day, to pick a winner,
it's hard.
It's 87 million times we try to have this fight.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, just be good.
Yeah. Please, don't let us down, man.
Be decent.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because this is a fight, I think, that this is a fight for the fans that have always been there.
Yeah.
This isn't the, you know, sex appeal of a Conor McGregor fight. And nothing against Conor McGregor. He's definitely earned the attention and the money that comes with it. But yeah, I was talking to him and he's like, ooh, fuck. And then I told Brendan, I'm like, dude, so it's going to be a decision. He's like, and I'm like, do you really think he's going to tap?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of was like, I know where we're at, but yeah. You know, because we were in San Jose, AKA territory. And, mm-hmm. and he's like, fuck, probably decision. And then, you know, wanted to talk some more, but obviously other people had to take pictures, but,
mm-hmm.
So Ferguson, I guess we have Ferguson winning that. So Conor fights Ferguson.
Yeah, but we all know we would love to see Conor versus Khabib again.
Khabib said,
"No,
he's not fighting Conor. And if Conor wants to earn his way back to a fight with Khabib, he has to fight and win 10 times in a row."
Ooh, no quiere nada.
I actually mentioned it in my blog that'll be available on jimmypodcastworld.com that I don't think that Khabib wants to fight him again.
My question is why?
I think he sees him more motivated. I think he sees him.
So you're saying he's afraid?
Yeah. No.
That's what it sounds like. Khabib, are you listening? He's saying that you're afraid of Conor McGregor.
You tell me where to meet you, Jimmy. I real gangster.
He's on this street over here. Right,
you, me. I show you. You real gangster. I real gangster. You tell me where to meet. Just me and you.
Whatever you do, just don't bring that fucking dolly.
I'm not. I guess I am saying that. I feel like, dude, he went four rounds with you. He actually won a round.
Yeah.
Khabib, they've said that he's never lost a round in his pro fighting. Every round he's won.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
I think he lost one, maybe two.
Yeah.
Maybe.
In that Conor fight?
Yeah.
That's something we'd have to watch again.
Yeah. We'd have to definitely rewatch that fight.
We can run that one back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but I think I mentioned this dude doesn't want to fight him. He's like, I don't need the money. And Khabib maybe doesn't need the money. I don't see him as a big spender. But he's like, it's all about honor. But then you're trying to fight GSP.
Yeah, come on.
Why not just go to Canada or have him come to the Middle East and just do an exhibition rolling mat thing? Like, don't tell me you're
not all about the money, but yet you want a big
money. But you want to fight him? Yeah, it's exactly like don't give
which
me
is gonna
that.
Be less money, I think.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, if it's not about the money, then yeah, why are you looking to fight fucking GSP?
Conor had a lot of outside the octagon issues. He was drinking a lot. He wasn't focused. How could you be when you're making a killing off of proper 12, proper number 12? And then all these other things, all this other attention you get, all these other promotions.
I'd be fucked up fucking at least 3-4 times a week too.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
So all I'm saying at the end of the day is I want to see them fight again. And if Khabib wins again, I will be as happy as ever.
Yeah.
But if you guys still can't fight again.
If not this year, make it next year.
Yeah.
I think. Make it next year and, oh, man, that'd be a great fight. You know what? To be honest with you, I'm going to say this right now. Speaking of the whole GSP thing, I was thinking about it right now. I think GSP in his prime would fucking mop the floor with Khabib.
Mop the floor.
with his fucking hat on.
Yep.
I think so. GSP's wrestling, wow, his jiu-jitsu, everything. He'll just fucking destroy him, I think, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I genuinely, honestly, 100% think so. Look what he did to Matt Hughes in his prime. Took him to wrestling school in the second fight. The first fight, yeah. But the second fight, when he came prepared,
yeah,
he took Matt Hughes to fucking wrestling school.
Fuck. Yeah. I see a fight where GSP would be quicker on his feet.
Yeah.
Quicker on his feet against Khabib. Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting. I'm not against that fight happening. I don't want to sound like I am either.
Yeah, I mean, I, of course we would tune in and watch. Of course, just for the simple fact that it's GSP.
Yeah. So let me go through the list of fights here. Definitely only scratched the surface, but want to go through the list of fights and tell me who you have starting from. I guess does that count as a? I guess doesn't. She should get some of her money, right, Claudia Gadelha, for the fight, even though it's canceled.
No.
No.
No. You're a professional, man.
Hey, girl, come on over. Watch the fights with me. Have a baby by me and still be financially in the same spot. I guess we'll. I don't know if they're replacing that fight with something else, but Anthony Pettis, 22-9 versus Carlos Diego Ferreira at 16-2. You mentioned earlier, I feel like you definitely know him more than I do, Carlos.
Not a lot more, just to, you know,
you've seen his fights.
I've seen a couple of his fights, and he's good, man.
Who do you have?
I got Ferreira.
Winning?
TKO.
Oh, shit.
TKO.
Oh, fuck.
You know why, though? Because Pettis has a tendency of, when he feels uncomfortable, he balls up. It's like a little ball, you know what I mean? Mm. And he just lets the punches come through, and he'll stop fighting.
Okay.
If he feels uncomfortable. Especially, like, if he hurts something, like, against, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's still a warrior, but he has a tendency of always getting fucking hurt, dude. Always getting hurt. And once he gets hurt, done. Who do you have? And how?
I'm gonna go Pettis decision. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know too much about the other guy to really make a really educated guess here.
But in all fairness to Pettis, you can't really count him out.
Yeah.
You can't count him out. He's been a champ before. Yeah. He's been in those dog fights like against Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really count him out, but I really think Ferreira's gonna win by TKO, to be honest with you.
The next fight, Brian Kelleher and Ode Osborne. Any intel on them? I'm not too
familiar with them, to be honest with you.
It seems like, just kind of looking at this here, Brian is 19-10. So he's definitely had his time
of losing.
of losing. And Osborne 6-2, 1-0 contest. Looks like maybe a young up and comer, based off that record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with him. I'll go with Osborne. Just
based off
records. I'm sorry, I really don't have a whole lot else on that. And I'm just going off of maybe younger, not as worn out. So, yeah.
And this one, I'll probably go with the more experienced.
Okay.
Kelleher.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in a heavyweight fight, fucking someone checked this record. Alexei Oleinik,
mm-hmm,
57-13-1.
Jesus Christ. How old is he? 80?
79.
Okay, almost 80. Okay, so
80 next week.
80 next week. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Happy birthday. So 57-13-1 versus Maurice Greene.
You know what? I've seen Maurice Greene fight, mm-hmm, I think once or twice. Mm-hmm. I know once for sure. He's not that bad of a fighter, man. He has some power for sure. Obviously, they're heavyweights, but he has some power too, though. Mm-hmm. He's pretty good, man. I actually like Green on this fight.
Same here, TKO.
Just for the simple fact that he's fighting a 79-year-old man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Just for the simple fact of that. But
nothing against not ageist or whatever. Yeah. But 79 years young.
Yes.
Not old.
Not old, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Young.
Especially with today's modern technology and health and stuff like that. You could live to be 1,000. Speaking of 79... I mentioned it in my live broadcast the other day on Facebook. Rocky Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's dad.
Oh, passed away, huh? R.I.P.
Yeah, passed away. 70, was he 76 years?
He was, I think, like 73?
76 years, I think. 76 years. 76 years young. Oh, 75. Wow. 75. Hall of Famer Rocky Johnson. WWE Hall of Famer of Dwayne and Dwayne Johnson's dad, The Rock, died at 75.
That guy pioneer, was a monster, man,
pioneer,
fucking prime,
pioneer in the sport.
Yeah,
you know, for African Americans everywhere. But anyways,
oh, speaking of The Rock, actually, sorry, because I'm seeing the bottle of Proper 12 in front of me. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to try The Rock's tequila when it comes out. I think March.
He's making a tequila?
Manaterra? Or Manaterra? Yeah,
everyone's making a tequila, dude.
Well, he's making it straight from the motherland of Jalisco.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he has his own fucking factory and everything over there.
All right.
And I know he's a tequila enthusiast, so I'm actually expecting big things from it.
He is, right? He mentions that in Ballers a lot. His character does. He's like, oh, tequila, tequila, tequila.
He loves his tequila, man. So,
okay.
So I'm expecting a pretty good tequila from him, man.
What's it going to be? Any no name for it yet?
Yeah, I think it's called Manaterra or something. Like, Mana means family and Terra, some other shit.
I would have gone with, like, the People's Shot or, you know, the something like that. But we'll see where it stacks up. Casamigos is really fucking good. Casamigos. Clooney's tequila is really fucking
good. George
Clooney? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, him and someone got some tequila from somewhere, and they're like, fuck, this is good. They're like, yeah, it's just us. We don't fucking, you know, like, they're like, put my name behind it. Yeah, Casamigos. So the stuff we've had before, Casamigos. Mm-hmm. And shout out to you, man. You just recently went to Cancun, right? How was that?
Yes, sir. Oh, amazing, man. The weather was perfect, fantastic. Oh, yeah. My God, bitches everywhere. Oh, my God. But it was amazing, dude. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I love going to Cancun.
This is called Atalaje?
Mm-hmm. It's made right there in Cancun.
Nice.
Yeah, it's made right there in Cancun. It's smooth as shit. That guy actually
had tried. It is the tastiest tequila.
It is smooth, man. Especially when it's cold. Oh, but even warm, it's smooth, man.
Try it.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, so we have Green in that. Holly Holm. In the co-main event, if there is such a thing in a Conor McGregor fight as a co-main event, you know, that was a problem. Hold on. That was a problem with Conor before, I think. I forget. I think this was maybe after the Habib fight, or I don't know. I think it was after the Habib fight where he wanted a fight. The UFC said yes, but he would be a part of like the co-main event. Not the main event.
Really?
And he's like, no, what the fuck? Like, I'm going to get paid like a co-main event, but I'm going to sell the most pay-per-views. Like,
fuck you.
Yeah. No, fuck you guys. But anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there real quick.
I did not know that.
I thought that was interesting. I thought that was interesting that they were going to make him the co-main event. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like having the Super Bowl at 8 a.m. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You put it in prime time.
Yeah, like, you have to.
So Holly Holm, 12-5 versus Raquel Pennington, 10-7.
Who won the first fight?
I believe Holly.
Holly Holm won, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe Holly won the first fight.
You know, I'm not a big Pennington fan, dude.
No?
No. I'm not. I've seen her fight. Nothing about her wows me, to be honest with you. I mean, she's in there for a reason. Obviously, she'll fuck me up.
Yeah, maybe decision.
No, she'll fuck me up.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll fuck me up.
I know.
Because she looks like a dude. So.
I was trying to, you know, back
you up. No, she'll fuck me up, dude.
No, I will train Raquel Pennington. After this fight, you fight Rob at the Rodeo Grounds at Salinas. Be there, dude. I'll corner you, dude.
Bring
I'll
it, bitch. You. I'll fuck you up.
Yeah, you will, dude. I'll corner you.
I'm just kidding.
I want to take 50%, though.
50?
Dame 50, dude.
Ooh, ¿por qué tanto,
my expertise.
Ooh.
I got in a fight in eighth grade once, dude. I have real fight experience.
Let it go, dude. That was fucking like 20 years ago, dude.
I choked him.
Let it go, dude.
I choked him. I got him in a chokehold and immediately let go because I got scared. Because, like he came at me, like, wailing, and I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, I didn't know how this happened. I grabbed his shoulders, like, spun him, or, like, his shirt, something like that, like spun him around, like, picked him slash spun him around type thing. And I'm like, fuck, grabbed him, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And I look at him, and I see the panic in his eyes, and I'm like, oh, fuck!
So you can say your first win was from a rear naked choke.
Rear naked choke, dude. Rear naked choke.
Rear naked choke.
No, no, no. Second win. In fifth grade, stoppage, ground and pound.
Ooh, so you're like a fucking Khabib then, dude.
You know me, dude. You know, just I real gangster or whatever you said.
Well, you definitely got the beard going on like Khabib. So, well,
see, you know, my people, dude.
My people.
No, it was a ground and pound. So the dude came at me, arms flailing. I threw one good punch. It stunned him. It didn't do anything, just stunned him. And then I tackled him to the ground. And I get one knee on his chest, and I just, like, kind of, like, go, whap, just boom. I heard a pop, and I'm like, fucking God, I'm good. And I was going to throw a few more. A teacher came by and, like, pulled us off, and I'm just sitting there, like, in the principal's office and just kind of looking at him. I'm like, fucking God, I'm good. I'm looking at him. I'm like, why the fuck is he not bleeding or doesn't have a mark on his face?
He's like, I know I got him good.
I got him good, man. I'm like, why? And as I go like this with my hands like up towards my face, I look at my left hand and it's bleeding. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I like wipe it off.
Is that his blood?
I wipe it off and I'm like, that's not from my left hand. And I look at my right and it's just busted open. I had hit the ground. I had hit the concrete. So much adrenaline, I didn't feel it. I'm like, fuck yeah, I got this guy. I got myself.
Ground one, Jimmy zero.
Wow, fuck that ground, dude. Whenever it wants, dude. I know where it is, dude. I know where it lies.
So for that fight, I will take Holly home.
You will take Holly home?
Yeah.
Winning by...
Oh, he's going to Ronda Rousey her ass watch.
Oh, shit. Okay, so kick, knockout type thing?
Mm-hmm. If she uses her distance well. She needs to use her distance. That's what she needs to do against Amanda Nunes. Use her distance.
And she looked pretty. She looked good. I had her winning the 3 seconds of that fight.
Yeah.
I had her winning that. Yeah. She actually looked good. If she used her distance, it would have been... A completely different story. She did beat Raquel Pennington. This is back in 184. Split decision.
Okay.
This is, in L.A., went 3 rounds, split decision. Looking at her record, though, she went on to beat Raquel Pennington, Mariam Renu, Ronda Rousey, and then she lost a string of losses. Misha Tate, Shevchenko, Jermaine Durandamy, Betch Correa, she went ahead and beat her, and then lost again, Chris Cyborg. Megan Anderson, she won, and then Amanda Nunes. So a string of losses as of late. If she loses this, is she done?
Hang it up.
Yeah?
Hang it up.
I think they were talking about her hanging it up during the Amanda Nunes fight.
Yeah? I think so. Especially if she loses to, like I said, I'm not knocking her down, but I just don't think Pennington is done at the caliber of Shevchenko, obviously, or Amanda Nunes or Cyborg. But if you lose to a Pennington, hang it up. I just think she's more gifted as in striking.
Mm-hmm.
She's a more well-rounded fighter on stand-up than mm-hmm. Pennington. But if she loses, I think it's time to hang out.
And here's the thing. A pitcher pitches a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
And then down the road, he pitches a couple of one-hit shutouts.
Yeah.
It's not the perfect game,
mm-mm.
right? It's a good performance.
Yeah.
She could do all she wants. Whatever she does, she wins a championship. Say she wins like a fuckload of fights and she wins the title. It'll never be what she did to Ronda Rousey. That's it. That's her claim to fame. Her greatest achievement
was beating Ronda Rousey.
Amanda Nunes didn't run Ronda Rousey out of the sport. Holly Holm.
Holly Holm changed her whole career after that loss.
Yeah.
Mentally, she just fucked her.
Yeah. So we have Holly. We have Holly Holm.
Yes.
I have Holly Holm too. I like her. I hope she wins and then maybe reevaluates things, rides off into the sunset, does something different. We always mention Bellator. Maybe Bellator. Not to bring down that organization, just the competition isn't as heavy, isn't as crazy.
But it's still entertaining.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Conor McGregor, 21-4. Mystic Mac, Dublin Zone.
Return of the Mac.
Return
of the Mac.
That's the only thing I know. Return.
Me too. Who the fuck is that guy?
So at 21-4, makes his return to the octagon, given a loss to Khabib years back and so on. How do you think, first, before who wins or anything like that, how do you think he performs? Like, Conor, how does he come out?
You know what? I think he's going to come out a little aggressive at first. And, okay. And then I think once he gets tagged once or twice, maybe then he'll calm down.
You think he's going to try to, like, you think he's under some pressure to knock his ass out right away?
I think he might pressure him a little bit, but I think once he feels a little bit of Cowboy's power a little bit, I'm not saying he's going to, you know, get him dizzy or whatever. But once he feels his power, I think he'll reevaluate his strategy, compose himself, and then just be strategic against Cowboy.
And he fights Cowboy Cerrone. Cerrone.
Yes, sorry, sir.
36-13 and 1-0 contest.
That guy's a warrior.
First in KOs, first in
wins.
First in wins. First in is it submissions as well?
I think so, yeah. Submissions. Yeah, first submissions, wins. What else does he have? He also has fought, well, obviously he fought the most in UFC history.
First in finishes, 16, knockdowns 20, wins 23, tied for first in overall fights at 33.
He's still only 33?
No, 33 fights.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, he's like 1,000. He's like 39 or something like that. He's
like
1,000. Like 38, 39 or something like that.
I was about to say, Jesus, he's not that old then.
So... who wins? I know we've already said who wins, but officially, how? Who wins? Conor McGregor for me, Conor McGregor for you.
Yeah.
How?
You know what, man? Honestly, I think this will...
I have him KO third round.
You have him KO?
Sorry. Stoppage. And actually, before we end, we're just a little over an hour. Before we end, you want to know what my biggest worry of this fight is?
What is your biggest worry?
Conor lays one on him. Drops him. Cowboy's on his butt with like the knees up and hands out, like trying to like move back or whatever that crawl is called.
Oh yeah.
And he's trying to get up. Conor goes and just throws punches. I don't necessarily think they land, or maybe they do, but Cowboy's fighting back ish.
Mm-hmm. And they stop the fight too early.
And they stop the fight too early. That's my fear.
Yeah. That's actually a good point right there, I think, man.
That's my fear. My fear is that...
Because UFC wants to see McGregor win.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're telling the ref, like, do this, but I feel like the ref's going to jump the gun, too, and be like, it's over.
Yeah.
It benefits everyone, right, if he wins. But that was my fear for... That was my fear for that. But Conor, knockout, wins by knockout or stoppage in the third or fourth.
You know, yeah, I actually see, yeah, obviously McGregor winning. I have him winning. Cowboy's no slouch. He's a warrior, man. He'll go to war with anybody. I think he can stand up there, but I think he hasn't felt the power of anybody like a Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
I think Conor McGregor gets him with a left hook to the head. Knocks him out.
Yeah.
Straight to the chin, actually. Kind of like how he did Jose Aldo.
Yeah.
I think so. I think Donald Cerrone will start throwing like a barrage of punches, walks in and just dink.
If Cowboy wins, let's say he does, how does he win?
If he wins,
what is his key to victory?
Split decision.
Split decision.
I'm sorry, not split decision. Unanimous decision.
Unanimous. I could see where he throws one of those like chin leg kicks.
Oh, like from the shin?
Yeah, that he likes throwing.
That he lands, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Fourth round. If he were to win, I have Conor though. I just want to see. It's just fun, man. I like to think that I'm balls deep into MMA and that I'm a purist and that all this other bullshit. But at the end of the day, man, Conor McGregor. It's a sexy fight. It's a good time. It's good for everyone involved, fans, idiots like me doing this podcast. It's just a good time all around, man. It's good business.
Yeah, it is actually. I agree with you 100%. But also, I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Cerrone tries to tire him out and then takes him with submission.
Because his cardio is
amazing.
His cardio, Connor's cardio,
isn't all that great.
It starts to, if you see Connor, it's peak in the first, good in the second, and or not peak, but like a top performance in the first, pretty so-so in the second, and then in that third round, maybe middle of the round, it starts to just take a dip, like a dive, just boom. Although he did show some added energy in that Habib fight.
It did, but I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to tire him out. Like I said, if he could tire him out by the fourth or fifth round, I could see Donald Cerrone taking him down and just submitting him.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that, we're just over an hour and 10 minutes, sir. Thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me.
We're having the fights here later on. Bring the kiddos. Come on over. We're having birria.
Oh, shoot.
Fuckload of beer. A couple friends coming from up north. Friends and family, like always. We're going to have it in here. We're going to watch it with the projector and everything. So,
okay.
Yeah, everyone else, that if you're watching it, good. If not, tune in to my TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, round by round. So if you're here and you want to join in on that, round by round, just kind of like, hey, real quick, this is what happened. I think Connor won that round. Or, hey, real quick, this is what happened. I think Cowboy won that round. I won't do that for all the fights.
Yeah.
Just for that one. TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all the platforms. I'll try to have my website up before the fight. There's a blog on there. Actually pretty proud of that. I like that blog. The blog will be a thing.
Make sure you tune in, ladies and gentlemen, to Jimmy's Podcast World. You could go on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook,
and SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
Right now it is 100% streaming on SoundCloud. Once we're done here, I'm loading this to a computer, and then it'll be immediately in SoundCloud.
Ooh, so. Okay. SoundCloud, there it is. And then jimmyspodcastworld.com. Then you got Twitter, TikTok. Tune in, ladies and gentlemen.
And recap maybe a few days down the road if you're done.
Tomorrow.
With that, we hit this, whatever the fuck this is, and we say goodbye.
Goodbye.